Now, moving into the present day, I mean, look at all the people you have on this album. I mean, just the interplay between Dennis Chambers and, you know, Zakir Hussain.
Yeah.
I mean, that is some of the most insane stuff that I've heard. I mean, the interplay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's thumping, man.
No, I'm very happy about this particular recording.
Yeah.
I mean, I love all my recordings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not babies, they're like paintings. I know I keep coming back to this analogy, but it's like, you know, a painting is like frozen in time. You know, it's the painter puts it on the canvas and it's frozen, and we put on a CD or a recording and it's frozen, but you see it or you hear it and it comes to life, you know?
Yeah.
And I love them all, but of course this particular recording I'm very happy with, because it was tough to do. I had to, you know, this to bring together these various elements into the music. This was really, it's very challenging for me, because it's fine if you just say, yeah, you can use some noise, use a sample. There's a billion sample CDs around for your computer, you know, and they're on. There's some wonderful things, and thank God they're around. But you have to work at it. You cannot. I mean, you could just, you know, add a factory sound in, and just and then go with it.
But yeah.
Things don't work like that. You know, it's like the painter, he's got a certain color in his mind. He's got to mix a little of this with a little of that. You know, and it's still not right. It doesn't sound right. It's good, but it's missing something. And you find it missing something.
Yeah.
You know, and so you just continue your research until you find it. Or you abandon it. Sometimes it happened. I would go on sometimes for weeks looking for a particular thing, and it was just, I couldn't get it.
It's not what you
okay,
wanted,
right?
Okay,
but if you don't get it, then it's meant to be. I'll get it some other time. So
yeah.
You have to go on a different tack. You change your concept. You change you alter the form to go with what you have, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was, it's always a labor of love, but this one was particularly a labor of love for me.
And not only that, you know, like you said about the sampling, I mean, it made the album a unified, you know, like a unified concept, the whole industrial zen, you know? I mean, that's what it is.
Well, I'm going to do another one. I'm definitely going to do another one.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll just call it Total Fusion. Maybe this will irritate the critics more. I don't know.
Hey, no, she had...
Maybe because they've irritated me, I want to get my own back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Razz them up a little bit.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you know, but... Hey, I'm not going to stop now.
No, please don't. I'm telling you, don't stop.
It's going to be... I went to see Eric Clapton about 3 months ago. If we go back one or two decades,
right.
You can imagine. And in fact, he just invited me to do this. He's going to do another Crossroads thing in Chicago next year. So
wow.
Normally, I'll be there.
I'm a closet Clapton fan.
You're what?
I'm a closet Clapton fan. I've always loved it.
Yeah,
when I listen to rock and roll,
wonderful.
I love
he's
Eric Clapton.
He's such a beautiful guy.
Yeah.
And anyway, I went to see him. We walked in, and there was this. I hear the slide guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Say, who is this? Derek Trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
No, don't know much about Derek.
And slide guitar player out of Atlanta.
Okay.
And so I went back to see Eric after the show, and I run into Derek, and I say, Derek, give me your number, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to record this guy. He's a young guy, slide guitar player. What a player.
Yeah.
Derek Trucks. I mean, wonderful.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to do it in India next year.
There you go.
So there's going to be some weird sounds in there somewhere,
yeah.
You know? But at the same time, I'm not going to make it. It's not a Shakti record.
No.
I'm not making an Indian record.
No.
I'm going to be in India. I'm going to be spending a couple of months there next year. And so Derek's coming out. They're going to have bass, drums, percussion, keyboards. And I don't know what, but it's going to be, but I really, and maybe there's something to do with the blues thing, you know?
Yeah,
because the first time I picked up guitar, I'd been playing Mozart and all the others, Beethoven. And all of a sudden I got the guitar and I'm listening to Muddy Waters, Big Bill Bruins, you know, and that the blues just marked me forever. And
yeah.
Derek is a wonderful player. He's got that thing. But at the same time, he's not, you know, he knows about Indian music. He knows about jazz music. This guy's like wide, his eyes are wide open. I should say his ears are wide open.
Yeah, you have to in this age.
Yeah. And you're going to get to hear this guy, Tom, I know.
Oh, I will.
He's a wonderful guitar player. And so we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to do a recording together. And I'll send you a copy.
Dude, you'd make my life.
I will. I'll get your address from Sovic.
Well, I just, you know what else, too? I just added you to MySpace, too. So we'll correspond there if you want to.
Okay.
Another thing, too, you know, Gary Husband was a mainstay on this album. He was he was amazing. He was our first guest of 2006. And here you are, our last of 2006. What a beautiful piano player. And
he's an amazing musician.
He's a monster.
I know. And he's so modest and humble.
He's a sweetie.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's out with Level 42 right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I talked to him just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
We talk regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's what a wonderful drummer, too.
What'd you think of his tribute CD to you?
I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
When I had, like, Lotus Feet.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he did with Lotus Feet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole album is...
Phenomenal.
It's a beautiful...
I mean, he takes it out.
Yeah.
Did you read the liner notes?
Yes.
My line notes?
Yes.
So you can figure out, you know, what kind of effect he had on me.
Yeah, I mean...
No, we've done some gigs together.
Yeah.
We did some gigs earlier this year with this, another drummer that's on Industrial Den, Mark Montezier.
Yeah, yes, Mark Montezier.
This kid is killing.
He's on the Ferjaco track that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a drummer.
Yeah.
Unreal.